The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Way out of this mess, we must take America back.
Is this mic on? Contrary to popular belief, the host of this program is not dead. Good afternoon, folks. Or should I say good evening? I'm going to start to modify this because it sure as heck is evening. And especially if you're on the East Coast, you're looking at a lot of snow and trying to eat dinner and you're going, good afternoon. No, this show is not coming to you from Europe. It is 6 p.m. Central Time here down here in Texas. And it is me live, finally, on this 12th day of January, 2017, Michael. Okay, I just got the approval from the board up. Yep, it's the 2017. At any rate, haven't been here for a few days. I was talking to a guy from Michigan couple of days ago. I told him I wasn't feeling very well, that he and I would talk when I was feeling better. And he goes, well, what's the problem? I said, I think it's the flu. And he said, duck. He said, this is a particularly virulent type of flu. And man, was he right. And I was talking to Mike Rivero in Hawaii, and he says, you know, it's going around down here too. He said, it's bad. Well, I just wonder if I haven't been taking all this stuff to keep my immune system up, and I never have taken any type of vitamin supplements before, and I've been religiously doing my get the tea. Do you hear that, Mr. Freeze? Get the tea. Yes, and I will bring him up. He listens to the program. I will bring up get the tea guy here, and Extendivite. I am taking this stuff religiously, and I'm just wondering how bad it would have been. Because I'm hearing that this flu is causing a lot of other associated health problems. Now, I'm not a particularly paranoid person, but God knows what's been engineered and what is happening naturally out there. We went through decades of doing antibiotics by way of animal product, a bunch of stuff that has altered pretty much the way our body reacts to our environment. But I'm just wondering if this stuff wouldn't have killed me if I wasn't trying to boost my immune system and detoxifying. And hell, I think I drank a quart of colloidal silver over 3 days. And that's a lot of colloidal silver. So that's what Rivero said to me today. He says, look, he says, that's a lot of colloidal silver. I said, well, I haven't turned blue yet. So I guess I'm still safe. And he said, are you feeling better? I said, yeah. This has pretty much flushed it out, and it's left a, not a lifeless body, but one that doesn't have a whole lot of energy. So I got my five-hour energy out, and I got my caffeine out today, and I'm ready to go. Hey! And this poor guy, oh, gosh, I suppose I shouldn't mention this, but I'm going to anyhow, because I feel bad. Chris Hinckley, God bless him, the road warrior, he was asked Monday to take over my show. And evidently, the message was not passed, and he was ready to do the show Monday for me, and the information didn't get to the other people that would be responsible for running my show and having him as a sub. So do we even know what the hell we ran? Mike, what did you run Monday? Just a rerun from whatever? Well, you don't have to look. I mean, that was a question. You reran one of my shows. Okay, so I was still on the air by way of Memorex. Okay. And then I had the schedule for Ron Avery and about this situation he wanted to cover with a lawsuit and going to the Texas Supreme Court, and Mark Anderson was to ride shotgun on this thing. And I called him Tuesday. I said, look, can we move this to Wednesday? And he says, yeah. He says, but man, he said, Anderson and myself, we put out a lot of, email alerts and on Twitter and Facebook that we were going to be on a show with you and talking about this. And he says, you know, I'll call him and we'll move it to Wednesday. Well, what did I do? I had Chris Hinckley standing by to sub for me Tuesday. Well, I got a call back from Ron Avery and goes, well, look, you know, Mark Anderson, he used to do a show on your network. He's capable of running it. And I said, so what are you saying? He said, well, we can do the show. I said, okay, fine. So Chris Hinckley was told, okay, Tuesday, you don't have to do the show. So what happened yesterday? I called Chris myself and apologized for the screw-up here at the network. And Mr. Hinckley did my program yesterday. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chris Hinckley. Appreciate that very much. Road Warrior. Road Warrior Radio program is on at 10 a.m. and runs to 12 p.m. Central Time right here on Republic Broadcasting. All right. By the way, Michael Rivero mentioned this, that Israel, man, oh, man, oh, man. By the way, Bibi Netanyahu, Bibi is having a baby because he's not invited to this conflab in Europe where they're going to be discussing Israel and the Palestinian situation. They did not want to politicize. They did not want any interference. And they wanted to sit down and discuss this situation. Now, are they disgusted what Israel has been doing? Oh, you betcha. Am I disgusted the way the American media has handled the Palestinian issue? Well, it's one of occupation. And yesterday I reposted a video that came out a couple of years ago. It was a general that was actually in the Israeli army. And he cleared up a lot of myths, a lot of disinformation. And he goes through the history, including the 67 war. Remember USS Liberty? And that was even mentioned as well. USS Liberty got attacked by Israel. Oh, it was a mistake. We thought it was an Egyptian warship. Nah, bull. We all know better than that. So, in any rate, what does Israel do today? Well, it decides to commit an act of war in Syria. And this is this update is actually out of Beirut, Lebanon. And about an hour ago, the Israeli Air Force struck a Syrian, they call it an Arab army, an SAA, and I don't know what the hell the Arab army is, and that's got to be Assad's military, you know, from the rightful president of Syria. And they attacked this ammunition depot inside the Meza air base in rural Damascus. And according to Al Mastar, field correspondent near Meza Air Base, the Israeli warplanes specifically targeted this ammunition depot, causing a massive explosion that could be heard from Syria's capital city. Really? So what is this designed to do? Is this designed to inflame Assad? I don't know if it's specifically designed to inflame Assad, because Mr. Assad has been dealing with hundreds of thousands of deaths under this supposed situation in Syria. The one that we aided and abetted by funneling all this money and training to the anti-Assad forces operating inside of Syria. Yeah, that's what we do. And we do it so well. And we've had a lot of practice at it, destabilizing and toppling governments. So that is all the information that we have on this. And, you know, I don't think Russia is not going to overreact to Israel. I think what they're waiting for, how many more days do we have here? About 7 days until Donald J. Trump takes office as President of the United States, the 45th President of the United States. And has he done a little bit of backtracking? Yeah, I think he has on this issue. But the deep state and their operatives are really out to get this guy. Upsetting the apple cart is not even anywhere near as what the intelligence communities have been doing to Donald Trump. Now, I know you've, if you watch Fox News, you've probably seen this 10,000 times. Donald Trump, the other day, was that yesterday, Mike? They held that press conference and said that CNN, he refused to take a question from a CNN reporter. I think he was seated in the front row of the press conference. And he didn't point, he pointed to another reporter, and this guy stayed seated, and he's barking out questions for Trump. He said, wait a minute, I'm not taking any questions from you. And the guy persisted to the point that Donald Trump says, I'm not answering you, CNN, you guys just are fake news. I have yet to hear a president, and I've been around a while, I've yet to hear a president say that about a news media. Now, keep in mind, CNN were the first people to come out with a 24-hour news network. And for a long time, they were regarded as the kingpin of that genre. And, of course, other people came along. Fox News came along, and on the story goes for cable networks news. But CNN was the original cable network news, hence CNN. Now, the question was asked today, is this going to put a chill in other medias as well? Well, I certainly hope so. And this is, folks, this is not about freedom of the press. This is an issue of having regard for the President of the United States, or President of the United States in the wings waiting another, actually, 8 days to take office. And I'm sure the signal has gone out to everybody that, you know, there's no questions you can't ask. But can you at least do your news or ask your questions without a political agenda or bent? Can you do that? You know, I didn't see a whole lot of nastiness, and I don't think I ever saw Obama one time ever tell a news reporter that, look, or a journalist, look, I'm not answering your questions because you've been unfriendly to me. I don't remember riots breaking out. I don't remember in both of inaugurations for Obama that people were getting together and they were planning disruptions for his inauguration. I don't remember any of this. And this schism has been set. We have now been set against each other. The political divide in this country is deep. If you base it strictly on politics or your perception of your party, and this may have some unintended, should we say, blowback or unintended consequences for the liberal, or let's just call them what they are. Let's have an adult conversation. Let's start calling communists what they are. And, you know, the FBI used to go around and investigate and lock people up for being a subversive communist operating inside the United States. Now our news medias have taken up the challenge. But I think this unintended blowback for being a Democrat in this country. You can vote Democrat and be a, you know, a Mao Zedong, Joe Stalin kind of loving individual. They'll never associate themselves with that because everybody remembers, oh, these are the bad communists. No, we're the good communists, although we don't call ourselves that. We just call ourselves progressives. Yeah, progressives. But I want to point something out here, that when I first heard Trump saying, no, you know, I need to reach out across the aisle, you know, there's things that we can do together, I'm going, okay, what's the guy doing? What's he up to? Is he getting ready to fold like a cheap suit, which Donald Trump would never associate himself with? And I'm now beginning to understand exactly what he is doing and why he is doing it. And this unintended consequence, let them act like a bunch of culturally deficient asshats in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. I think what you're going to start to see here is people that have associated themselves, straight ticket kind of Democrat people, reconsidering their position within that party or being a member of that party, and at least a voter for the members of that party. I think this is going to start to happen, and I hope so. Mike, open up that pot, and I'll give you a prime example here. This video came out, almost 3 years ago to the month. And this was a coalition of more than 100 public advocacy organizations and companies from across the political spectrum. And the video harnessed the voices of celebrities. I mean, everybody's in this damn thing. Even Will Wheaton. Remember Star Trek, The Next Generation? What part did he play? Whoa, Wesley Crusher. You know, just a little snot-nosed kid. And he was designated to be the navigator or something for the Starship Enterprise. And he was so good at it. And he got the job, and then they sent him to the academy. But anyhow, there are many people. John Conyers is in this one. And they were talking about being spied upon. And this was an effort by the Electronic Frontier Foundation. That was a non-profit, civil liberties. Yeah, I got that one. And advocacy center that has been fighting the NSA's unconstitutional spying for years. And it has been. So I just want to play this versus this snowflake, I'm going to melt in the political heat, Our Lady of Hillary Clinton didn't get into office. Listen to the, when people get together on salient issues, listen how this is presented.
Revelations that have emerged in the past few months.
That's Daniel Ellsberg, by the way.
From whistleblower Edward Snowden and others,
have painted a disturbing picture of widespread suspicionless surveillance of American citizens.
Phil Donahue.
We got a wake-up call just recently.
John Conyers.
NSA snooping includes the interception and collection of call detail records and internet traffic,
including audio, video, photographs, documents, chat logs, and emails.
Every American is at risk for getting caught up in
Oliver
the NSA
Stone.
Dragnet.
Including average citizens not suspected of a crime.
John Cusack.
We have also learned of the large-scale collaboration with telecom giants, internet companies, and service providers.
Will Wheaton.
Some concerned email providers have chosen to shut their doors rather than cave to government subpoenas to hand over their users' data.
We've been misled.
Does the NSA collect any type of data at all?
Now, this is, I saw this myself. This is Mr. Wyden that is not a constitutionalist, but he was talking to James Clapper, and this was at a hearing. And Wyden flat out, well, listen to the question and the response. Very short, and then we'll go to break, and I'll play the rest of this.
On millions or hundreds of millions of Americans.
No, sir.
And he couldn't even look at him when he answered the question. Clap on, clap off, the clapper. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat. Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
There's about two more minutes here of this video entitled, Stop Watching Us.
We've seen this story before.
We've had too much secrecy in this country. It has corrupted the government.
And we decided it was wrong.
It was wrong then, and it's wrong now.
This is a fearful situation. The American people, one of the basic rights is the right to privacy.
Hell, that was even Teddy Kennedy.
Illegal, secret intimidation and harassment of the essential ability of Americans to participate freely in American political life shall never happen again.
Nixon's crimes predated widespread internet use by decades.
The tools for surveillance have never been more powerful, and the threat to our civil liberties has never been greater.
Edward Snowden was not the first. I represent six NSA whistleblowers who are being charged with espionage for telling the truth.
We truly, as a nation, are at a crossroads.
I became aware they were sweeping up everybody's data indiscriminately.
What I was eyewitness to was the subversion of the Constitution. And that was when the hair on the back of my neck went up.
Now, you notice he said the Constitution, not civil liberties. Mm-hmm.
And so I became a whistleblower.
This is our information.
This is our information.
This is our information.
This is our information.
It is the digital archive of our lives.
Texts of our chats with our families.
It's the backbone of everything that we care for, our humanitarian causes and things that we fight for.
It is everything you use the internet for.
History tells us we need to watch the watchers.
And in a surveillance state, democracy itself is dead.
It makes a mockery of our system of government, which is based on the notion of independent branches of government, including a fourth estate, the press.
A free society should not have secret laws.
It doesn't have to present this false trade-off between security or privacy.
We need to bring NSA activity from the shadows into the light of day.
We need to end mass suspicionless surveillance.
Stop watching us. Well, I certainly agree with that. Now, you see, there was an issue there that was shared by all. Yeah, like I said, this video was done a little over 3 years ago. And a lot of the liberal people in the movie industry didn't really like that. And that was Daniel Ellsberg. Well, you know who Daniel Ellsberg is. You know, that was a common issue. Whether you were a constitutionalist, whether you were a libertarian, whether you were the new breed of neocons, new conservatives, whether you were a Democrat or more slightly salted Democrat, not the old Blue Dog Democrat. I'm talking about the new progressive communistic type of Democrat. But I began to understand why Trump did what he did. Now, did it stop the political avalanche? Well, have you been watching the confirmation hearings? Man, and a lot of this stuff is just political agenda. It's got nothing to do, really, with, it has more to do with Donald Trump than it does the people that they're interviewing, if you will, giving testimony in front of their committees for the consideration of the nominated spot that Donald Trump has offered him. And this, it's gone insane. But as I said, there's a real possibility here that Democrats in this country, not talking about, you know, the millennial Democrats or the younger ones, the temperature is yet to be taken on what is in store for their future. And I'm just hoping that they're going to be sick and tired of being lumped now with communists openly operating in their own environment. You know, which is worse in this country? A flat-out commie running as a Democrat? Or some war-mongering whatever that just wants the big contracts and continual war to go kill people? I mean, after 15 years and 4 million deaths in the Middle East, isn't that enough? And again, nobody has stated that, look, you know, maybe this is blowback for all the innocent people that were killed in the Middle East. Have you heard any politicians say this? I have not. If you have, please let me know, but I have not. That, you know what? Maybe somebody would be a little bit upset after witnessing 4 million people being killed for what? Yellow cake, weapons of mass destruction, what? Enough.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, and this caught my attention, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Launches the World Mercury Project. And I'll get into World Mercury Project here in a second. But the story has come out that, let me back up here a little bit more, that actually Donald Trump is going to appoint him. Okay. To do something about these vaccines. Now, this came out in November 16. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vows to change government policies that injure children. Washington, D.C., Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced today the launch of the World Mercury Project, henceforth known as WMP, a public health advocacy organization dedicated to ending exposure to neurotoxic mercury in fish, medical products, dental amalgams, and vaccines. The group will focus on making sound science the driver of public policy. And I'm quoting Lynn Redwood. She is the group's executive director. She said, "We will expose the government and corporate corruption that has led to increasing exposures to neurotoxic mercury in foods and medicines." Now, the grassroots organizations who support vaccine choice and autism advocacy, and I'm not sure that they're That's not to say that they're advocating autism, exactly the opposite. Representing thousands of families in the U.S., celebrate the WMP and applaud its actions to ban mercury from all medical products, including vaccines. They stand with WMP to soberly reflect the 30th anniversary this week of Congress's enactment of the 1986 National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, which launched the $32.2 billion a year vaccine market. Let me repeat this again. And as I've always reminded people, when you see a bill that's passed in Congress, think of it exactly the opposite of what the bill title implies. So in 1986, with this National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act, that launched the $32-plus billion a year vaccine market. And some argue indirectly spawned the epidemic of childhood neurological disorders, including autism. Now, WMP joins these organizations calling for the repeal or radical reform of the NCVIA, I should think so. Quoting their site, this act provides vaccine manufacturers blanket immunity for any harm caused by injuries from vaccines, no matter how wanton, reckless, or negligent the manufacturing, how anemic the testing, or how grievous the injury. And Kennedy said this. He said, that act and the mountains of pharma cash going to politicians, regulators, and the press have helped obliterate all the checks and balances that normally stand between a rapacious industry and vulnerable children in free and democratic society. Notice he did not say democracy. He said a democratic society. The complete vacuum of accountability caused by the NCVIA has emboldened the worst kind of behavior by vaccine makers, including the continued use of mercury in vaccines. We want robust and transparent science, independent and honest regulators, safe vaccines, and healthy children. He went on to say, although Congress intended this law to make children healthier and safer, it has paradoxically made them less healthy and less safe, allowing them to receive mercury-contaminated vaccines that other countries have long outlawed. Now, and I was not aware of this. Kennedy, I guess, is he does radio now. Maybe I can call this guy to get him on. Love to talk to him. And this is, again, this is something taking the politics, us and them, no matter which side that you're on, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're an independent, whether you're a libertarian, yeah, whatever. Now, I think this is what Trump is trying to instill is a little cooperation on the problems we have in this country. And can you shut the hell up with your agenda and let's get down to some real business that's going to affect some real change? You know, if you were to ask a Democrat flat out, you know, hey, do you think giving your children mandated stuff that the government says that here's a schedule for whatever that they demand that you take or you have administered to your children? You know, it all depends on how the question is phrased. And in what context? You know, I just played the video from 3 years ago about spying. You know, if you asked a Democrat, no matter what stripe, you know, do you think it's okay for the government to spy on your emails? No. They'd say no. We would say no. So this environment, this toxic environment that's been created, and the people that are behind this, and we have given ample demonstration of who they are. You know, this was some of the stuff, you know, and I looked at their website. Let's not do that.
You know, people ask me,
oh, shut up. I didn't intend for that to play. B- But again, these, and I looked at their site, the World Mercury Project. .org. They have been doing stories on this for quite some time. They've been looking at studies that one of the studies went back, I think, to the 70s. You know, this is absolutely crazy. Rather than drawing people together, it seems that certain political operatives in this country want us even further divided. Have you noticed a change? Well, of course you have. I have as well. A lot of fear-mongering out there going on. I see a lot of millennials that have been reduced to absolutely... I mean, they cannot think for themselves. We've got colleges and schools creating safe zones because these snowflakes can't deal with the world the way it is, and that they have to dialogue to consensus, and they got to huddle together to support each other and make sure nobody falls down. Whereas parents in this country used to teach their children all of what they knew in the hopes that they would listen to them so they'd be better equipped to take on the challenges of this thing we call life. Holy mackerel, man. So, I don't know how this Trump presidency is going to work out. But I can tell you this much. It's going to be a hell of a lot better than what we've witnessed in how many years? By the way, we've had more attacks by the Islamist, jihadist, whatever. They're attacking people with hammers and doing all kinds of neat, nifty stuff. And by the way, let me come around to this story here. That this airport shooter, all right, he took on the Islamic name of Ashig Hamad. Now, this is the Fort Lauderdale shooter, and you've seen the video. And was that BuzzFeed that came out with that video feed that showed the shooter actually taking a handgun from his waistband? I think it was BuzzFeed. The Fort Lauderdale airport shooter is a Muslim convert who years before joining the U.S. Army took on an Islamic name. As I said, Ashig Hamad downloaded terrorist propaganda and recorded Islamic religious music online. According to public records dug up by the investigative news site of an award-winning California journalist. Notice, not the FBI, not the NSA, a California journalist. Now, this is pertinent information that the Obama administration apparently wants to keep quiet, bringing up memories of Benghazi cover-up in which the president and his cohorts knowingly lied to conceal that Islamic terrorist attacked the U.S. special mission in Libya. Yeah, okay. Now, information is slowly trickling out that the links to the Fort Lauderdale airport shooter to radical Islam, while the official story from authorities is that the gunman is a mentally ill Hispanic Army veteran named Esteban Santiago that became unhinged after a tour in Iraq. Only one mainstream media outlet mentions the possibility of Santiago's jihadist identity, burying it in a piece about the New York, possibly being his initial target. A paragraph deep in the story mentions that investigators recovered Santiago's computer from a pawn shop, and the FBI is examining it to determine whether he created a jihadist identity for himself using the name Ashig Hamad. Now, keep in mind, he was temporarily in FBI custody over a month ago in Alaska, walked into one of their offices and said, look, I'm hearing jihadis in my head. Talk to me. Now, the rest of the traditional mainstream media coverage promotes the government rhetoric that omits any ties to terrorism, even though early on the photo surfaced of Santiago making an ISIS salute while wearing a kifia, a Palestinian Arab scarf. Well, of course it had to be Palestinian. Now, the public records uncovered in the days after the massacre suggest that Santiago is a radical Islamic terrorist that seriously committed to Islam. Besides taking on a Muslim name, he recorded three Islamic religious songs, including the Muslim declaration faith, there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his messenger. Okay, same God, the messenger Jesus, but evidently that's not good. Now, known as the Shahada, he also posted the threat about downloading propaganda. At any rate, a week of prominent Fort Lauderdale businessman, a longtime resident, addressed a letter to the city's mayor and commissioners blasting county and federal officials for covering up that Hashig Hamad, not Esteban Santiago, attacked our city and county. The businessman, respected Fort Lauderdale real estate entrepreneur Jim Morlock, specifically names Broward County's elected sheriff Scott Israel, Florida Senator Bill Nelson. Remember Nelson? He was out there at the Foo Foo nightclub. Remember that mass shooting down there that evidently they have seen fit not to interview anybody that was in there except an actress? Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And that's the one that was ousted last summer for trying to rig the Bernie Sanders deal. Now, since when does a senator, being Bill Nelson, not law enforcement, be the one so quickly to release this terrorist Hispanic name, but nothing about his more relevant Islamic background? And here's the bigger question. I'm not going to bother with the rest of it. If you want to read the rest of the story, go up to republicbroadcasting.org. But the point is that while they're doing all their spying, NSA, CIA, FBI, non-governmental organizations with contracts out there to snoop and poop on everybody and everything, evidently the FBI can't even do a rudimentary background. Had the guy in his hand, in their hands, but evidently didn't see anything really wrong with this guy, even though he was taken to a loony bin for, examination. They even took his gun away. Wonder if it was the same gun he used down in Fort Lauderdale. See, when you and I were younger, folks, we didn't see crap like this going on, at least not in this country. And everybody is fearful, everybody is divided, and what a scenario to pump out there to try to justify the police state. And as I keep reminding people, let's go back, let's turn this thing back 15 years. Let's go back to the reasons why we went into the Middle East, why we toppled governments, why we destroyed entire cities, decimated not only their infrastructure, but literally was wiping out their history, turning people into human confetti because why? Because they were a threat to the United States. Now they're claiming they are a threat to the United States, but why are they a threat? Why did not we have Islamic terrorism in this country 10 years ago, 20 years ago? Folks, I live just a few miles in Dearborn, Michigan, the largest Arab population in the United States. And everybody went to the neighborhood shops, and everybody in that community went to everybody else's shops and everybody else's stores. There wasn't any problem. But now every time we turn around, we're either being lied to or misdirected or isn't intentional that these people are being allowed into our country. And I'm not talking about the Fort Lauderdale guy. But I'm talking about the people that are being allowed into this country with no passports, no criminal record checks, nothing. Ask Europe how they feel about this. I also posted a story up about a nurse that she was responding to cries of help. And it was actually a group of little Muslims that decided to rape and rob her. Wow. This insanity can and will stop only if the insane people realize they're insane and the saner people take over. Enough of this crap. Life's too short. That is, if you have a life to live after they get done with you. And to me, that's not a life worth living. That's why I'm still here. That's why I'm still doing this. Freedom and liberty, or you can go to hell.
On balance of nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
We are back. I'll have to do this in the next hour. But Lindsey Graham, anyone celebrating Russian interference? Well, basically what he is saying here, Russia got its election outcome, and if you're not a patriot, you're not a patriot if you're celebrating it. Well, I think the Donald, just to put some water on this fire, came out and said, yeah, Russia might have hacked us. We don't know. Or, yeah, he believes that they do. Whatever he said. And also next hour I want to discuss, it's been said by Mr. Sessions, going for the Attorney General, that he's not going to do anything with the investigation of Hillary Clinton. But, again, Donald Trump to put a fire out, I want to talk about the IG. Not the Attorney General himself, but the IG that can possibly do something here and implicate everybody that's been involved. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Thanks for holding.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I was going to go back to the vaccine issue, okay?
Sure.
I have a friend who's a national anti-vaccine activist. She's always in contact with Dr. Wakefield.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me a couple months ago and said that Dr. Wakefield had talked to Donald Trump, and he vowed that he would never make vaccines mandatory. And I said, well, I said, I know that he was against them. I heard him say one time that somebody close to him had a vaccine-injured child. I said, so I heard, so I figured it was about that. She goes, Laura, do you know who it is? I said, no. He says, it's Barron.
Who? Barron, his own child?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. See, I started noticing it. I thought, because I never saw Donald Trump hugging him. Because, you know, he always hugs the other kids. I never saw him hugging him. And that, you know, because autistic kids don't want to be hugged, you know?
Well, and also, Laura, what I did notice, that even though he was trotted out with the rest of the Trump family, he stood there and he looked a little bit disengaged. He looked a little bit, he's still a kid, but he looked more of a fish out of water than anything else.
Right.
Yeah.
Think about a 10-year-old kid. Donald Trump would have put him up on the, you know, on the dais and said, hey, vote for my daddy. And that's always good for a lot of votes.
Sure.
You notice they never used him for anything. And now that makes sense to me, why Melania is staying in New York. I think he goes to a special school.
Mm-hmm.
So everything falls into place now. I understand what they're coming from, you know?
Well, and Laura, I hope, and I hope to God that Donald Trump is everybody that everybody believes him to be. And there's going to be people that are anti-Trump. They're going to be surprised, and hopefully they'll admit it publicly, like they have publicly been coming out against him, and he hasn't even taken the office. A lot of political rhetoric that they're used to hearing has been thrown around by a lot of politicians, but this is a non-politician and seems to be a straight shooter. But again, we're going to see what happens when he takes office in about 7 days.
Exactly. Hopefully he does.
Yeah.
That's all he's got, hanging there 7 more days.
Well, and he's and next hour I want to get into how Trump has put out a fire here. But he did it for political purposes, but it doesn't mean that the Hillary Clinton issue is dead.
Yeah.
All right. Laura, thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Top of the hour break. We'll be back in about 90 seconds.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.